The Honorable Kay Kellogg Katz served a term limited 12 years in the Louisiana House of Representatives beginning in 2000. She was a delegate to the 2016 Republican National Convention. Kay Katz and I both live in Monroe, Louisiana, and we're of the same generation. But the recent national election placed us, as it has so many Americans, in very different and disconnected worlds. And in the interest of beginning to bridge these worlds, which is a key objective of this radio show, I'm very pleased to welcome Kay Katz to State of Belief Radio. Kay, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Weldon. It's my pleasure to join you today.
I think just last week there was a poll that showed that 98% of the voters for President Trump are very happy with the way things are going under his leadership. Are you pleased with what you've seen from President Trump so far?
Well, let me tell you, I do not regret my vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
I am typically what you would call establishment. I am an elected official. I've been on the tax commission. I was for Trump from the very beginning. And it's funny because I, too, would have liked to have seen a woman for president. But Trump's policies and the proposals were more in line what I thought was good for my family and my country.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, a lot of the things that I was interested in, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Already, like the 5-year ban on mm-hmm. House and congressional people becoming lobbyists,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good thing. And I don't think White House officials should lobby on behalf of a foreign government.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's done some practical things that mean a lot to me. My children and my grandchildren coming along, they need jobs. And I am very much in favor of jobs at every level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see that he signed off on the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, that might not mean much, and I'm really encouraged that he is going to help the coal miners in our country. I've never known of a government that was going to put a whole segment of our people out of business, and that, to me, was heartbreaking. Because where were those families going, Weldon? Mm-hmm. And we have clean coal now.
Okay, let me ask you something.
We don't have what was god awful when I was young. If you want to know why I voted with him and why I'm happy, that's part of the reason right there.
Do you find yourself spending most of your time surrounded and talking to people who voted like you do?
Well, yes and no. Because I've been in elected office, I get phone calls every now and then from both sides.
Yes.
But I think most of us, we end up being with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
But Weldon, may I share an anecdote?
Sure.
When I was a young woman and we would be sitting around the breakfast table and my mother and daddy were talking and there would be a local election and my mother and daddy would say, well, we're voting for John Doe.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the day after election mm-hmm. at the breakfast table, my mother, well, I just don't know why John didn't win. Everybody was voting for him.
Yes.
No, it was their church, their circle, their people, their friends. But it wasn't everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, on the Republican side, we had 17 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you that all my Republican friends were not for Trump. They were for different candidates.
Kay, how important do you think it is to find ways to reconnect with people across ideological lines right now?
Well, I don't think it's easy, but Sheldon, that's one reason I accepted your invitation to talk today.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to communicate. Excuse me. And I think the one way we can do it is what we need to do and what Washington needs to do. We need to find one point that we can agree on and work out from that center.
Yeah, and I would be really interested in knowing what you think that one point might be, because I'm trying to think that through as well.
Well, of course, immediately what comes to mind is a simplification of our taxes. Of course, I've just paid my income tax like everybody else this month. It shouldn't be a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And we ought to have an idea of what we're going to pay.
Yeah.
So I think most people could look at that. And I said simplification. I didn't say cutting.
I understand.
I'm for cutting taxes. Everybody is. But you might not be able to reach a total level on mm-hmm. that. So that might be one place.
Okay,
and
that,
another
that's a,
place, I think, Weldon,
yeah.
that we could probably maybe reach across the aisle. I cannot imagine that anyone finds the violence on the streets acceptable. Now, we have different approaches on how to handle it.
Sure.
But I don't think there's any of us that want to see that.
Okay, let me gently put a little pressure on you for just a minute. You're speaking to a radio audience in which there are a large number of intelligent, well-informed Americans who just can't find any way to relate to Trump supporters. Some of them are listening to you in a way they haven't listened to any Republican since the election. What do you say to these people, having just agreed that we need to reconnect despite ideological differences?
Well, I am a, or I try to be, I'm a positive person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always sorry if my candidate loses an election, but it doesn't throw me into a depression. This is America. There'll be another election. And in our system, everybody wins some and they lose some. And we keep working to get what I consider a better country. And no, we don't all agree on everything. It's not the end of the world. I think that works in with one of your primary tenets in the Interfaith Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all push faith and freedom.
Right.
I think faith can help sustain you through problems that you don't like. And this is politics. Remember, let me tell you how I designate myself.
Okay.
I am a common sense conservative. Right now, I'm very worried about the national debt. Now, I mean, that sounds silly for some woman sitting in a small town in North Louisiana, but we all owe money. And we need to get our ship of state right. And that's something we all could be working on. You can still keep to your principles and your policies,
mm-hmm.
and you go and vote again.
Yeah, that's a part of democracy. You've held political offices, so you know how these things work. Do you hold out hope that things can get better in terms of bringing our country together, or is divide and conquer just too effective a political tactic for it to ever be given up?
Well, first of all, that's the beauty of America. We can't control anybody. We do ask that they adhere to our laws and obey the law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like the laws, then you work to change them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't advocate breaking the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not arguing against civil disobedience, but that is a way to do something, and it's civil. It's not anarchy. I am appalled at some of the things that I have seen. Now, understand, we are driven by the media. And the media, of course, will show, and rightly so. We should know things. But I don't understand how you can break out store windows and that proves a political point.
Yeah.
So I do have prejudices. My prejudices, I guess, are behavioral.
The Honorable Kay Kellogg Katz is a former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives and was a delegate to the 2016 Republican National Convention. And I really appreciate you being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, then I really appreciate you reaching out and asking me.